This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. At least seven more people have been killed in Iraq on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi's government. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed in Iraq on Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A community leader in rural Vietnam has told Reuters it's likely the majority of 39 people found dead in a truck in England were Vietnamese. Mia Womersley reports.
Most of the 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London were likely from Vietnam. A Catholic priest from the rural rice-growing province where many of the victims are believed to have come from told Reuters on Saturday.
According to a few sources that have told me, in this case, there were many people. More than 100 were on their way to a new life, but 39 died.
The discovery of the bodies, 38 adults and one teenager, was made on Wednesday on an industrial site in Grays, about 20 miles east of central London. Police have said they believed the dead were Chinese, but Beijing said the nationalities had not yet been confirmed. Chinese and Vietnamese officials are now both working closely with British police.
Mia Womersley, this is VOA News. A Russian woman convicted of being an agent of a foreign government has returned to Moscow. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
Maria Butina appeared at a Moscow airport carrying a bouquet of flowers and accompanied by her father. She had been a graduate student at American University in Washington and became known as a gun rights activist when she was arrested in July of 2018. Butina pled guilty last December to conspiring to act as an unregistered agent for Russia, admitting she tried to leverage contacts in the National Rifle Association to infiltrate American conservative groups.
She did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova told reporters at the airport Butina only sought to cultivate friendly relations between the U.S. and Russia.
People-to-people contacts. This is actually normal.
For her part, Maria Butina says she has no desire to visit the U.S. again. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A former White House aide who's supposed to testify before House impeachment investigators Monday is seeking guidance from a federal court about whether to comply with a House subpoena or follow President Donald Trump's directive against cooperating. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman has asked a judge in Washington to instruct him whether to accede to House demands for his testimony or to assert immunity from congressional processes as directed by Trump. Kupperman argues that he cannot satisfy the competing demands of the legislative and executive branches. Set to testify today, Saturday, is Philip Reker, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for Europe. New evacuations were ordered Saturday for at least 50,000 people near a huge wildfire, while millions of Californians will have their power cut again, as the state's largest utility said it would shut off electricity for the third time. The Sonoma County's Sheriff's Office said it expected to be the biggest evacuation in the county in more than 25 years. At a news conference, Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essex said that they are evacuating because the fire is very dangerous.
We are announcing an evacuation of approximately 50,000 people. Again, we do not take this lightly. This will encompass the entire town of Healdsburg, Windsor, and the surrounding unincorporated areas.
Meanwhile, Pacific Gas and Electric said it would begin blackouts in the afternoon for about 940,000 homes and businesses in 36 counties for 48 hours or longer throughout the San Francisco Bay Area, Wine Country, and the Sierra Foothills. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.